Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
And this year we're going to be talking about the halachas of Mechiras Chametz. We know that on Pesach, aside from the Isser of Achilas Chametz and getting Hanah from Chametz, there's also an Isser of Bal Yira u'Bal Yimotze, of not seeing Chametz that's yours in your Rishus, and not owning Chametz. And if someone does own Chametz on Pesach, they're over the Isser Daraisa of Bal Yira and Bal Yimotze. So Chazal were Mesakein two ways that we shouldn't be over Bal Yira and Bal Yimotze, and that is number one, through Bedikas and Bior Chametz, that we look for Chametz Ar La'arba Asar, Bait Knesset Chametz Le'ar Haner, and we search for any chametz that we don't know about, and then we do biur chametz. We destroy, we burn, the mitzvah of tashbisu, all the chametz that we have found. And in that way, we won't be able to b'yiran b'yimotze. In addition, Chazal are mesakein in the inyan of bitul chametz, which is being mafkir, which is called chamira v'chamia, that we're mafkir any chametz that we didn't find, so that in case it's found in our rishus, it shouldn't be ours, and therefore we're not going to be over Bal Yira and Bal Yimotze. These two halchim of Bedikas and Bior Chametz and Bittul only works for Chametz that you do not need and you're planning to get rid of, either by destroying it or by making it Hefker. But if someone does need to keep Chametz for after Pesach, perhaps it's a matter of a Hefsed Merubah, or there won't be the availability to get the Chametz after Pesach, so we do find another way, which is mentioned in the Tesefta, called Mechiras Chametz. Why do we need Mechiras Chametz? Because the Shulchan Aruch, why can't a person just make it Hefker and then just be kaina it again after Pesach? It's because the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in the beginning of Hilchos Mechiras Chametz, says that if you have Kavana to be Zeicha in your Chametz after Pesach, that's not a real Hefker. Hefker has to be forever, but if a person knows he's going to be kaina it afterwards, then the Hefker is not really Hefker, and saying Kol Chamira would not take it out of your Rishos. So, and of course you can't do Teshbisu, you can't do Bedika and Bior, because you want the Chametz. So the new Eitzah is to do Mechiras Chametz. So the Chumas Hadeshen, which is brought down in the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, says that you're allowed to sell your Chametz to a Goy before Pesach to avoid the Isra of Bal Yira and Bal Yimotze, since you're no longer the Bailam of it. Therefore, it's okay. And after Pesach, you can buy it back from the Akum, and it becomes yours. The Shulchan Aruch Taka brings down the Shumas Hadeshen, and that became the Minagin Klal Yisrael. Now, the first Mekar of the, which the Shumas Hadeshen brings down, is from a Tesefta in Meseches Psachim, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, that it says here that if Yisrael and a Nachri were coming in a boat, and there's a Yid, the Yid has Chametz, and he's stuck. What do you do with the Chametz? He can't throw it out because he's stuck in the boat, and he's going to have to eat after Pesach. So what he should do is he should give it to, in Matana, give it as a Matana to the guy, and then take it from him after Pesach, but it has to be a Matana Gemura. And therefore the Mechaber paskins that if you sell it or give it to an any Yehudi who's outside of the, not in your house, meaning the chametz was removed from your house, even though you know that the guy won't touch it on Pesach and that he'll give it back to you, it's still mutter. As long as you give it to him as a matana gemura without any tanai, or you give it to him as a mechira gemura with a davar mut, but a matana al menas lahachzir is not going to work. Lemaisa, the minig today is that we sell chametz to a guy even though the chametz is going to remain in our own house. And the question is, the Mechaber seems to say, it has to be michutz leveisai. So the answer is that we're samech on selling the place where the chametz is to the guy, together with the chametz itself. So if you're renting the place or selling the place where your chametz is maintained, along with the selling of the chametz, it turns out that the guy owns the location of the chametz, and therefore the chametz is not in your home. And the truth is, the reason why this takana started was really due to necessity. Because going back like 400 years ago in Poland, most of the Yidden, were made their panasa from whiskey. And since most whiskey is chametz gamur, because it's made from wheat or from barley or rye, and therefore they had to, if they would have to sell all of their chametz before Pesach, they would have to, prices would go very much down, and the Yidden would have a tremendous hefset. So because of the tzairich, the Bach saw necessary to be mesakin a mechiras chametz, a mass mechiras chametz, the way we do today, and he writes there, in our Chaim Siman Tov Mem Ches Ois Beis, that in this country, that roiv of the business is with whiskey, and it's not possible to sell it to a guy who's outside of your house, befrat for people who have bars or things like that where they have a lot in stock. We can be matir that you sell the guy all the chametz in the room, and the room itself we sell to the guy as well, and many paiskim were maskim throughout the dayres. However, there are many achreinim who don't rely on the mechira legamri, since really it's kind of harama. It's almost like you're tricking the system to be able to keep your chametz after Pesach. So some say that b'shas adchak will be samech on it only if you are a wholesaler, someone who has a lot of stock, or someone who's a retailer who has a lot of stock. But for regular balabayas, which should not be relied upon. The Chayi Odom, which is in Nishmas Odom called Kuf Chavtalud Shai Laches, says that in Prague, they were not matir to sell the whiskey to a guy, only to the manufacturer of the whiskey. Since he has no other option, since he has to manufacture so much at one time. But if you're only owning a pub, technically, you can start scaling down your inventory starting a little bit before Pesach, so that by Erev Pesach you won't have inventory left, and therefore they would not allow those who owned bars to sell it. Only manufacturers were able to sell their whiskey. However, Lemaisa, the minig today, is that we are matir to everyone to sell chametz without any specific conditions, like the Chasam Sofer writes in his Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph, Er Chaim, Simekov Yud Gimel, that the minig of the whole Tfutzos Yisrael is to sell the chametz to a guy who you know, and that guy gives it back after Pesach. However, Achim Kirena Kedina, you have to follow dinim. It's not a harama. It shouldn't just be like a haphazard, callous thing. It has to be done with the halachas of a mechira. There's a fascinating Pa'asa Shulchan in the Akdama to the Beis Ridvaz. And he writes a chiddush, and he says as follows. He says, Achinu b'nei Yisrael, I've heard that many people ask, why were Chazal matir to do mechiras chametz? Also, we find in the Gemara that there was a heter iska. There's a heter iska. Hillel was mesake in a prizbol. And the kaifrim ask us, you're making a joke out of your own halachas. But says the Pasa Shulchan that sometimes our firm Yidden have the same question. How does this really work? So he says we have to really give the right answer that people should not make a mistake. He says, Mechiras Chametz is not a kula. He says, Mechiras Chametz is actually a chumra derabanan. That we're mechuyiv to sell chametz even though there's really no iser bal yiron bal yimatzi, since you could make it hefker. But even though you can do bitul, the chacham more machmer that you have to sell the chametz, and it comes from the Yerushalmi in Maseches Psachim Perek Beis Halacha Beis that says Rabbi Yochanan Chayshish LaHarama. Rabbi Yochanan is concerned that you shouldn't do Harama, and if you just make it Hefker, you may not mean it. And therefore, we make you do a Mechira, which is more solid, more concrete, and therefore we have a din of Mechiras Chametz as well. It says, so people make a mistake; they think that there's a Heter of Mechiras Chametz, but the truth is not. It's really a Chumra. This is a chiddush, and it's not like we said earlier from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who said that the reason that you have to do mechiras chametz is because hefker doesn't work, since you don't mean it. You plan to be zeichen it after Pesach, but the Pasa Shulchan seems to say that hefker, where you do plan to be zeichen it after Pesach, would be hefker, though you still have to do a mechira because v'cheshish for harama, v'cheshish that you don't mean it with your full heart. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says that on Erev Pesach, he was asked, does everything need to be sold? Someone asked him about chametz tikka matzahs. Do you have to sell it? Oh, I'm sorry, are you allowed to sell it? Those who are noyeg not to sell chametz be'en, do you have to sell chametz, matzahs which are chametz? So he answered that the truth is, even machine matzahs, which are not kosher l'Pesach, is not necessarily chametz. It may make a difference whether it is regular matzah or lightly salted matzah. Lightly salted matzahs have salt, which can have another issue of being memaher l'mahachmitz, whereas regular chametz matzahs really are... Regular chametz matzahs really are baked within 18 minutes, and perhaps there is a drop of chametz, but it would be batel b'shishim before Pesach. Same thing with macaroni. It's not, you know, that's a possibility that macaroni or spaghetti, from the time the water hits the flour till it's dried, to the extent that it comes to our houses, it's dried with heat. And it's nikrim u'paneha. It could be that it's not mamish chametz gomer. There are many things that are appear to be mamish chametz, which there is a makam to be mesopik, whether it's chametz. And therefore, there are items, even if one does not sell chametz be'en, they can perhaps sell many items which may appear that they would otherwise be chametz gamor. Another shayla that was asked to Moshe Feinstein was someone who did a mechiras chametz with a shtar which does not stand in Dina de Malchusa. And the Rav, or the person who sold the chametz, was a Yid who's not from. And he said, the Yid said that the reason why he sold the chametz was because he thought it was a religious ceremony, but he didn't really mean to sell it. Is that mevatel the mechira? So Moshe Feinstein said that lechira, it's dvarim shebelev, where he signed and he said, I want to sell my chametz, lechira it's dvarim shebelev to say that I didn't mean to sell it. However, he did say that if it's a person who's not religious, then it's not stam dvarim shebelev. It could be, it really is, davar muchrach v'goli l'kol. So therefore, if a not from you does come around and say, I didn't mean to sell it, as Moshe Feinstein says, that if the sale wouldn't be good in Dina de Malchusa, it could be, it would be a problem if he means to cancel the mechira. Reb Moshe added on that in Russia, someone was on Shmoiser to the Malchus, that they didn't sell chametz, and they don't pay sales tax on the sale of chametz. So the government did an investigation, and they decided that since it's a religious ceremony, it's an Indian to religious thing, there's no chiyuv to pay sales tax. But that became a whole tumult now, because if the government is ruling that it's only a religious ceremony and it's not a sale, then the whole Indian of Mechiras Chametz is batal. So Lemaisa, it came out that it's okay, either because they felt that what the government meant is that it is a mechira and dina malchusa, but since what's causing the mechira is a religious thing, therefore they're not going to put sales tax on such a mechira. But whatever it is, the bottom line is that we still are saimach. However, Rav Belsky used to also say that the mechira must be valid according to dina malchusa, and if the guy thinks that it's only a religious ritual, it's not going to be valid. The mechira has to be consistent with the Dina de Malchusa. Now this makes a nafka mina for people who want to sell their homes to avoid the need for Bedikas Chametz. Selling a home in a shtar is not a valid mechira, since by Dina de Malchusa you have to have a title search and all kinds of different criteria. So Rav Belsky would say that you're not allowed to sell your house to avoid Bedikas Chametz. He said if a person is truly very sick or truly very, very old, and they cannot check their houses, what they should do is either pay someone, pay a young, healthy person to do the bedikah on their house for them. And if that's not possible, then they should rent their house to a guy. And if you rent the house to the guy, make sure you give him a siras mafteach so that it should be chal, a possible rent, a real renting in Dina de Malchusa. But mechira of the house to a guy is something that should be avoided. Regarding Harama, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, says that there was one of the Amorayim who slept on a boat. He lay down in a boat of a guy to rest on Shabbos, saying he just wanted to rest, but he knew the guy was going to take the boat across the river, and he was, in that way, he was getting across. So the Gemara says that's called Harama, but it's Mutter, since it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, and he was a Talmud Chacham, that it's going to be accepted to get across the river doing that shtick, so to speak. Now the Bechor Shor in Pesachim, Chaf Aleph Med Aleph, says that we learn from there that Harama is mutter when it's a shayla of an Isser Dirabanan. Therefore he says, if a person says Kol Chamira, he does Bittel, then the Chiyuv to get rid of your Chametz is only a Dirabanan. And Harama is accepted on a Dirabanan, and therefore, even if the sale might not be right in Dina de Machusa, he says perhaps it's going to be okay anyway. However, the Makar Chaim says he's chaylik on the Bechor Shor, and he says the only reason why in the case of the boat we were Matir Harama is because he was only avoiding doing an Isser. However, selling Chametz, you're not just avoiding doing an Isser, there's no Isser Bechlal of Bal Yerom, Bal Yematzei, and therefore it would be Mutter no matter what. Others say that we do sell chametz, but not chametz be'en. Now, chametz be'en is defined as if there's roiv of the ingredients are chametz. We don't rely on it, on the mechira, because of those who say it's a problem. However, if 51% of the ingredients are not chametz, so it's not called chametz be'en, there's a much greater tzad to be matir, and many people are saimich lahatir if it's not majority chametz. If you do sell the chametz and you find chametz on Pesach, can you destroy it? The shaila is, Revelsky says, that you cannot destroy it because it's not your chametz. Since you sold the chametz to the goy, and you included in the shtar the chametz that you do know and the chametz that you don't know, says Revelsky, that the chametz doesn't belong to you. So if you find a gluska yafe, definitely would be usher to destroy it. What should you do? You should simply cover it and put it away till after Pesach, and then you could destroy it then if you want to. But if someone wrote in their shtar, and Rebelsky says that if you want to bit the mitzvah of burning it, so therefore you're going to put in your shtar that if you find chametz, you could burn it, then I bizar, your sale was no sale, and you have a whole problem, a whole different set of problems, that you never sold your chametz. So best thing is, if you find chametz, just cover it, put it away, and after Pesach, you can dispose of it or eat it because you did sell it to a guy. Regarding giving keys along with the mechira, it's a machlekes achreinim. There's the Bach, who was the one who was machadesh on behalf of the manufacturers of whiskey to do a mechira together with the whiskey, do a mechira of the room together with the whiskey, so that the whiskey shouldn't be in the house of the Yisrael. He says in the tshuva that in the Bach that we mentioned earlier, Umihu tzarech limkar legoy gam hamafteach. You have to limsar legoy. You have to give over to the goy also the key, because if not, if you don't give him the key, then you're going to have to do tashbisu anyway, because the chametz would be in your house on Lel Gedalet. Now the Behudul Amai says chaylik on that. The minhag today is to write in the shtar mechira where the key is. So if the guy wants to get his chametz on Pesach, he can get it, but you don't have to actually give him the key. It's brought down that Rav Aaron Kotler was noyig not to sell chametz gamur. However, others quote Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Tzitz Eliezer, and Yalkut Yosef, that chametz gamur could be sold. And in the Halachas of Pesach, page 123, he writes that most Paiskim allow the sale of chametz, and that's the minhag, that we do sell chametz gamur today. However, Rav Moshe himself would not sell chametz gamur, but he did sell whiskey. Now, why would that be different? And the answer is because the Pnei Yeshua writes that whiskey is considered chametz be'en. And that's how we're noyik today. However, others hold that the way you make whiskey is you take grain, you put it into water, you go through a process of where it turns into alcohol, and then you distill it. Distilling means you heat up the mash or the wort, and the alcohol evaporates, goes up in a distillation column, and then it condenses on the side of the distillation column and comes out as an alcohol only. So because the process is changing the mixture of the wort or the mash into a gas, once it becomes a gas, it's no longer chametz, because gas is not chametz. So yes, it came from chametz, but once it's in the gaz, it's okay, and that's a tshuva from Reb Chaim Eiser, who's talking about also brandy. He says wine brandy, which you buy from goyim, is may not be stam yenam, and he's writing it really between malamid chus on yidden who were buying brandy from goyim, even though it was a not came from non kosher wine, and he says there's samech that since it was evaporated and it becomes into zeya ba'alma, it's going to be mutter, and the same thing with whiskey. Since the alcohol was evaporated and became a gas, it's no longer considered chametz, and therefore, technically, you should be able to even drink whiskey on Pesach if you go with that svara. However, we don't take the svara that far, and we only do rely on it to allow the mechira of chametz, of whiskey as chametz, that it's not called chametz be'en, and therefore you could sell it together with the other things that you sell. Bourbon, by the way, is 51% kitnius, and therefore the chametz in bourbon, even if other grains are added in, is always going to be a minority ingredient, and therefore it's not called chametz be'en. So you have another aspect, another reason why bourbon is people are much more makel on bourbon than they are on whiskey, because it's not majority chametz. There are those who don't make a big deal about buying whiskey after Pesach from stores that don't sell their chametz for the same reason, because they're samech on the Reb Chaim Eiser that really there's no iser of v'yiram v'yiram matzi on whiskey. Well, amaisa, we're not samech on it today. Just an interesting shaila is someone once was walking in Eretz and he saw a bunch of nachshon youth who were drinking beer. Now, beer is not distilled, so beer would be chametz gamur. And the question is, are you mechuyev to be moiche against not from people who are drinking beer on Pesach, or do you say, mutav shiu shaygin velo yehiyu mezidim? So the Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein was asked the shayla, and he said, the bottom line is, you have to say something to them, and this is based on the Ramah in Arachayim Simen Tafresh Ches, that the only time you don't have to be moiche is by an iser she'enei mefurish b'teira. So there we say mutiv shu shegin ve'al yu mezidim. But an iser that's mefurish b'teira, you have to be moiche. And drinking beer on Pesach is an iser which is mefurish b'teira, and you would be mechuyev to be moiche. But l'maisa the Mishnah Brura over there in Tafresh Ches of Katan Vav says that the reason why we have to be moiche on some things is it not because one's the Araisa, Mefurish Betaira, and not Mefurish Betaira, but it's deeper than that. It's because if it's Mefurish Betaira, we would say that they're for sure doing it Bemezid. If it's Eine Mefurish Betaira, they're doing it Beshegeg. So if they're doing it Bemezid, you don't say Mutav Shiu Shegegen. If they're doing it Beshegeg, we do say Mutav Shiu Shegegen. So therefore, Rav Eliashiv said that by boys who are off the derech that are tinek shenishbu, meaning they were born not religious, that they don't even know things that are mefurish b'tayra, we're not mechuyev to be meicha, because we could say even on that, mutav shiu shegegen v'yu mezidim. So again, according to the Mahalach and the Mishnah Brura, that it's, the question is, what are they thinking? That if they're doing it b'mezid, you have to be meicha, but if they're doing it b'shegeg, we say mutav shiu shegegen. That, says Rav Eliashiv, would apply to everything today of secular people, because they really don't know anything, and therefore we don't have to be meicheb. However, there are paiskim, which like the Chasam Sefer and the Sechah Shabbos, that Kuf Mem Chasam Adbeiz, says that the reason we have to be meicheb on Dereises is because it's chamor yaiser. So, ein lan olis meichal datenu imheim shegigen. We can't think, well, there are shegigen mutav shiu shegigen al yom yizidem, because it's a dove which is very chamor. We can't make that judgment call. But, says Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, that without this svara, l'chayr, there's a mitzvah to say something to these not from people, even if there's a suffix that only one will stop doing the an iser. And that which we say, mutav shiu shegegen, that's only where maybe no one's going to listen. But if it's possible that one person will be nis'ayre and will stop drinking the beer in Pesach, on that we say, tzadikim yelchu bam, that you should make a comment to them and let them know that it's usher to drink beer. Another shiloh which is brought up is a store owner who said that he's selling his chametz, but he told people the only reason why he sells his chametz is because his client base wants him to, but not because he really intends to sell it. So this shayla was brought to Rav Eliashiv as well, and he said that lemaisa it's okay, but he was misakin to put in all shtaris the words that this sale is a sale which should work even according to secular law. And Lichashukei Chemed, it's also Rebisak Zolbishtin and Meseches Psachim, brings this down, and he says that once you write that, that it's chal, even in their kais, if so, if he says it was not a real mechira, that would only be Devarim Shebelev, because the person already signed a shtar gamor. However, in the Paiskim, we find a limud chus, even without Rav Eliashiv's takana, to write that it's chal in Dina de Machusa, it would be chal anyway. The Divrei Chaim, in Chelek Bezer, Chaim Simon Menvav writes that according to the Chsam Sofer and Ibn Ezra Chelek Aleph, it says that Yisrael is allowed to sell on Erev Pesach the chametz of another Yid. Ki mistama nichale. Even for a non-religious guy, Jew, a Yisrael mumar, and in the case of the Divrei Chaim, it was talking about a mumar who said that he sold his chametz, you know, just to do it, but he didn't really mean it. Says the Divrei Chaim, you're allowed to sell the chametz on behalf of another Jew. Why? Because it's a schus for him. It's a schus for the Jew. And he says, in addition, the mistama, the Jew would agree, because if he knew, if the mumar would know that he really had to do a real mechira, and if he would know that after a Pesach, he's gonna get it back, mistama, he would mask him to the mechira, and therefore it's good, it's mutter, if you did do the mechira on behalf of another Jew, the mechira would be a good mechira. Some ask Akasha, how come the Divrei Chaim is trying to be melamed chus on the mumar that he would want to be samech, that he would want the mechira to be a good mechira. Lemaisa the Igris Moshe in Erechaim Chelek Tal Tzimin Sadehei says that there's no svar to be machmir after Pesach Nati the chametz was just sold in a store with a regular mechiras chametz, questioning that maybe it's not a mechira b'leiv shalem, because even if it was a mechira which was not b'leiv shalem, we would say dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, and you don't say anan sadi even by a pesheya. And kol shekein b'stam b'nei adam, you don't say anan sadi, he doesn't mean the real mechira. Because whatever person could be misake, not to be over in Isra, adirabba, we would say a chazaka leshave keter v'achli yisura, like the Gemara says in Chulun, daftal adam and aleph, that leshave keter v'achli yisura. And even if you're going to say that b'zman hazed, there's no chazaka, maybe people would leave hetera and eat yisura, mikol makam, there's no anan sadi, and therefore we would be fall back on Devarim Shebelev Einam Devarim, and therefore says Reb Moshe, there's no inyan to be machmir on not buying from stores which did Mechiras Chametz. A Jewish owned company is not allowed to produce Chametz on Pesach. And they, of course, right, because it's, the Chametz doesn't belong to them, and it's also to be Nena from Chametz. And they have to sell all of their Chametz, they have to stop running in order that there should be a Gemiras Das. So let's say you have a company which certified has a Hechsher from the OU or from the Star K. That company, if it's Jewish owned, even if it's not religious company, has to close down for Pesach. Rav Belsky would not even allow them to sell on Pesach, even if they would do a paper sale of a whole corporation to a non-Jew. And in other words, let's say there's a company, a Wakefern or some major company that would sell all of their chametz, but the individual franchises or stores and the distribution chain would continue to operate on Pesach, but it's all being sold by someone, by the non-Jewish members of the board. Even that, he says, it's only, there's no sincerity to that, and therefore there's no gemiras das. So, like we said before, and the mechira has to somehow work with dina de malchusa. It has to work with the basic fundamentals of a sale. It can't be a mamish total harama. There has to be aspects of truth. And therefore, says Rebelsky, selling a company which continues to do business on Pesach, that shows clear that there's no sincerity in the sale and therefore would not be acceptable. Regarding a company that has Jewish partners, what's considered owned by a Jew? If a Jew owns 1%, is that called that he's a Bailim and has to do Mechiras Chametz? Or what if he owns stock? Let's say he owns 10 shares of stock in some major company, Bimbo's or some other big company. Do you have to sell your stock? So Rav Belsky would say that there's different types of shutvis. One type of shutvis is the people who come together and they pool their money and they start a new company. So these companies, these partners own a real chelik in the company, even if they only put in a small amount. So such a person would need to get rid of their ownership before Pesach, or the business would have to be closed on Pesach. However, if you only own stock, since you don't have any say in the company, and the purpose of your ownership of stock is really just to make money, says Rav Belsky, that's not considered an ownership, and therefore, the company would not have to be sold. You're not considered an owner in that company. And according to this also, you wouldn't have to sell your stocks. However, many shtar mechiras do include that you're selling the stocks that you own. Rav Belsky himself said that he never sold chametz before Pesach. If he had chametz, he got rid of it. And specific medications that he was machmir, that he needed for after Pesach, and he wanted to get them out of his rishus, he would simply bring them over to his neighbor who was a guy, give it to him before Pesach, show him what's there, and he gave it to him. And then after Pesach, he would pay him a few dollars and he would take it back from him. In the Sefer Oitzer Place at Teira, he brings down just an interesting minhag from the Baal HaFlo that there's an inyan to only sell chametz to a nachris and not to a nachri. He says here, this is Oitzer Place at Teira in Parshas Boy, that the Machtis HaShekel Nerechayim Sevin Tov Memches Sifkat and Dalid brings this chumrah to sell to a nachris only. And he's also the nusach of the Shtar Mechiras Chametz that the Yismach Moshe it's clear that he only sold his chametz to a nachris. And others have also followed along the same minhag. The Shar Ephraim in Shuvas in Aruch Chaim Siman Gimel was asked, is it mutter to sell chametz to your live-in help at home? So the Shar Ephraim says no, a live-in would be considered a shivcha. And we'd say, so it would be as if the chametz never left your rishus. So you can sell it to someone who comes in occasionally, but not to someone who's mamish a live-in. There's a fascinating shaila which was asked to the Shavuos Yaakov regarding a man who was intermarried to a non-Jewish woman. And the question was, can he sell the chametz to his wife who's not Jewish and after Pesach be nena? So he was willing to be married to a non-Jewish woman, but he didn't want to be over the Isser Darabanan of chametz she'avar lava Pesach. So the sedum of the shaila here is, do you say mashakana isha kana baila? Or mashakana shivcha kana rabbi? Or is she considered it's different from him? So the maisa, the Shavuos Yaakov says it's mutter to sell it to his wife. And he quotes the Shar Ephraim that we just said, that you're not allowed to sell the chametz to a mishareses, nachris, a live-in. He says no, but a wife is different. A wife is, we'd say mashakana Evid kana rabbi, but on a wife, which a non-Jewish wife that she's not really married to him, we wouldn't say masha kana isha kana vaila. But one of the fascinating things that you see from the Shavuos Yaakov is that he actually sat down and he wrote a tshuva to this yid, a yid who is a parutz, an avarian, he's nichshal with yisurim chamurim, but still, he took the time to answer his shaila, like the Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos and Masechta Sanhedrin, that even a pesheya Yisrael, who's over many aveiros, due to his taiva and the scarbus hayetzer, but since he has the esoidus of the amunah hamitis, he's begeder klal Yisrael, and it's a mitzvah le'ohavoi ve'lachmoi le'lov, v'chol ma shetzivoi sonu ze al ze min ha'aba ve'achlas, he's still considered b'chal klal Yisrael regarding our chiyuvim of taking care of him. Here's a story with the rav of a city, Serench, that he opened the door to say shvei chamoscha l'agoyim, and at the door was the guy that he had sold the chametz to. The guy was very respectful. He said, Rav, I'm sorry for coming in, disturbing your Pesach Seder. He says, but, you know, the contract that I signed on today to buy all of your chametz, says my wife and my brother-in-law are really, really giving me a hard time about it because we went through the list of all the Jews who are selling their chametz to me, and I see some of them are people I would never do business with. And they're dishonest people, and I'm concerned. I don't feel comfortable being involved in the business with these people because they might set me up, they might take me to court, they might steal my money. I want to cancel. I want to back out of the contract that you made with me. Everyone was shocked. What do you do? The whole city's chametz was sold to this guy and he wants to back out of the contract on Pesach. And the guy said, listen, Rabbi, I'm just a simple person. I really can't fight with these seasoned, slimy, dishonest seicharim. I can't afford lawyers. I'm out of this. I gotta get out of this. So everyone was really nervous, and the Rav stood up, and he welcomed him, he sat him down by the table, gave him a cup of wine, and he said to him, look, if you want to cancel the sale, you know, this is really it's your prerogative, you have the legitimate right to do that. But since we're talking about chametz, which does not belong to me, rather for over 100 people, I have to make another meeting and inform them that you're planning to back out of the sale, so I need 8 days. There's no way I'll be able to cancel the sale and to have a vote for another 8 days because we're all busy with the holiday. But you should know, until those 8 days, you can use the chametz, do whatever you want to do with the chametz, and tell your wife she has nothing to be worried about. Tell your brother-in-law he can sleep well tonight. You have my word that we're going to have a meeting and we're going to, you know, take care of you. So the guy was relaxed with the great understanding of the Rav. He said, I'm sorry again for apologizing for interfering with your Seder. And he left. And that was how that issue was resolved. Another fascinating thing which is brought down by the Eitzer Fleis HaTorah is the Sefer Chasidim, Simen Tav Mem Hei. He brings the story of a person who was very sick until he reached Mamish Shari Moves. And there was someone who was making a joke and he says, you know what, I'll buy your sickness from you. So the Chayla said, fine, if you give me $10, I'll sell you my sickness. So the joker said, you got it. And he gave him $10. And immediately the chayla began to feel better, and the one who made the joke got the same sickness that the chayla had, and the joker died from that sickness. So the chidah in his agos bris olam on Sefer Chasidim brings a similar maisa, and he says, "V'gamani shamati mi adam gadol." I heard from a great person who saw with his own eyes a guy who sold his sickness. The one who sold it was healed, and the one who bought it immediately caught the sickness. Rachmana litzlan. So says the chidah, that my minhag is, every year by Mechiras Chametz, I add in a line in the Shtar Mechira, that hineni meicher umakne kol chayli umachla sheyesh li uvilibnei beisi lagoy. It says I'm selling any sickness that I or my family has to the guy. And the Sefer Eitzer Fleis HaTorah writes that he showed this nusach to others, and he says that was the minig in Tartikov and in Altstadt and other places to sell to the guy kol chayli umachala in the Shtar Mechira. And he says it's merumas in the pasuk v'lo yireh lecha chametz is rashi tevois chayli, that you sell your chayli along with the chametz. The Mishnah Halachos talks about this chelik. Yudbei Simon Tuf Ayin Aleph talks about selling a chayli to someone else, and he says that it's asit to sell a chayli to a Yisrael because the Yisrael is not allowed to purchase it. However, if you sell it to a guy, it's mutter, and it's even a mitzvah to sell it to a guy. But l'chayra, if the guy doesn't know that you're writing this in the shtar, then that's an ansadi that the whole mechira is batal. So if you have a guy who's maskim to buy the chayli, buy it, please, by all means, but it's something that cannot be slipped in without him knowing, because l'chayr, that would be mevatel hol mechira. So the question is, what they were doing without the guy knowing, I don't know. Just a fascinating shaila. We know that when you sell the chametz, it's sold till approximately an hour or two after Pesach, which is when the Rav meets with the guy, and the guy sells it back to the Rav. Sometimes he'll go the next day, but the Rav will give permission starting an hour after Pesach for people to already participate in the chametz that they sold to him, and even though it's still his, but he lets the other people enjoy it. So there's a shemaisa where a woman decided to surprise her husband. And when he got home from Meiriv after Pesach, she already had a fresh kakish cake coming out of the oven. She designated a part of the kitchen to be chametz thick and kept all the Pesach dishes where they were, but she quickly did it. And of course, everyone was very excited, and they made Havdalah, then they ate the kakish cake, and then someone chapped, she was not mafresh challah. And she realized that in her great excitement of the surprise, Shitaka wasn't mafresh challah. So it was a tremendous tsar. Everyone was very sad. The children started crying. How could they eat challah without being mafresh, eat the cake without being mafresh challah? The children were crying because now they're going to be mitumtamim because, machalas asturas are mitamtim as halev. They were crying that they'll never be able to understand Torah. Can they go to cheder? Can they go to yeshiva? But suddenly one of the boys, teenagers, got up and says, one second, lemaisa, the kemach belonged to the guy. If so, and the Rav doesn't get it back till an hour or two after Pesach. If that's the case, when Mami baked the kakish cake, it was a geis. If it's a geis, there's no chiyav tevel. There's no iser tevel, and therefore there's no problem of challah. Is that the case? So to make a long story short, the Aruch HaShulchan brings the Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein brings down that although we would say that the Isa does belong to the Israel because she's kind of it with the Yosh of the Goy and with Shinei Maisa and Shinei Hashem. He says, Lemaisa bin Yanenu, the woman is not kind of the Kemach because number one, the Goy was not Miyayish. Why? Because he didn't even know that it was stolen. Therefore, there can't be Yosh. And so too, the woman's not kind of with Shinei Maisa because she didn't know that she wasn't allowed to do it. And she didn't have Kavanah to be kind of. And therefore, in that case, there was no Chiv HaFreshas Chala. And the family was very, very happy.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.